Today we will study lesson number 27 in Mishnayos Maseches Nozer. And we will learn the third and fourth Mishnah of the seventh Perek. And in the process of Yitz Hashem, we'll finish the seventh Perek. Mishnah Gimel. Yesterday we learned that there are two categories of Tumah. Two sets of situations. In which a Nozer becomes Tomei. But in the first set, the consequence of his becoming Tomei is Hayomim HaRishonim Yiplu, he loses the entire count that he made, that he did prior to becoming Tomei. And there is also the obligation for the Tiglachas Tuma, which means the Tahara, Tahara B'Mikveh, and Erev Shemesh, and bringing the Korbanos and having the Giluach, the haircut. But there was a second category, set of objects, set of situations, where the person, the Nozir, becomes Tomei, but Eino Megaleach Oleho, there's no din of Taglachas Tuma, and he does not lose the days that he counted prior to becoming Tomei. Mishnah Beis gave us an exhaustive list of the first category. That was yesterday. Now today we're learning Mishnah Gimel, which will have the list of the second category, the category She'ein HaNozir Megaleach Oleihem. Avol HaSechochos, if you have a tree with many branches, and the branches hang over the land, the ground, so that under the branches, under each branch, there is an ohel. Or V'HaPeraos, there are protruding rocks or boards or beams of wood that are protruding from a fence. And there is a kezayas min hameis under one of the branches of the tree or under one of the protruding rocks or beams. And the nazir went under that overhang. But we don't know whether the Nozir went under the very branch which was serving as a canopy over Kezayas Min Hameis, or whether he went under that very protrusion which was also protruding above the Kezayas Min Hameis or not. Or Uveis HaPras. Beis HaPras is a field in which there was a grave, a kever, with, of course, a corpse in it. And it was plowed. So the plow spread the mace throughout the field. And the Chachamim say that a territory of 100 amos around the kever is called Beis HaPras. Beis HaPras, pras is from the word to break, peros l'roev lachmecha, break bread to the hungry. Through the plowing, the body became broken. So it's called Beis HaPras. And the Nozir went through this Beis HaPras, but we don't know whether he became Tomei or not. And the Chachamim were Gozer Tumah on the very earth of this Beis HaPras. Out of concern that maybe the plow brought small bits of bone into this sample of earth. Or the Eretz HaAmim, we've learned the Chacham back in Perek Gimel that the Chacham made a gzera that the air, the earth of outside of Eretz Yisrael, whether it's Syria, Turkey, Iran, Barbados, wherever, is Tuma, Tomei Midrabonon. If Nozir goes there, V'Hagolel V'Hadofek. There is a classical machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. Exactly what's a golel and what's a dofek. Rashi learns in various places in Shas that the golel is the lid of the coffin and the dofek are the walls of the coffin which support the lid. Rabbeinu Tam says no. He says the golel is a large stone which was put upon the grave like a matseva today, a monument. And the dofek are two smaller stones which support this golel. And there are other explanations as to what they are. Notice in all these examples, the person did not come into contact or did not definitely come into contact with the mace, or even do we know for sure that he was under an ohel together with parts of the mace. But rather, he is tomei, in some cases midirabbonon, in some cases misofek, out of doubt. Or v'chelim hanogim b'mace. Suppose he comes into contact not with a dead body, but with some utensil that came into contact with the dead body. In certain conditions, those vessels or utensils have the same halacha as the dead body itself, but that's with reference to tumah, not with reference to nazirus. Or vimei sofro. Suppose this nazir was also a mitzora. And the halacha is that after a mitzora becomes purified from his or her tzora'as, he counts or she counts 7 days. And he should sit mechutz le'ohalo shivas yomim, the pasuk says. So those 7 days are called yimei sofro. Or vimei gomro. A nozer who is a mitzora, mamish a mitzora. And the Kohen was machlit, the Kohen diagnosed him and pronounced him a mitzora. Al elu, in all these cases, he's tomei. Ein hanozir megaleach. But there's no obligation for him to do the procedure of tiklach hastumah, bringing the korbonos, the olo chatos and osham, having the haircut, etc. But simply, umazeh bashlishiyu vashvi'i, he must undergo the process of hazo, of sprinkling with the water of the Efer Pora Adumo, in all of these above cases. V'eino soser es hakodmin, he does not lose the days which he counted prior to becoming Tomei. He only cannot count those days in which he is actually Tomei, those 7 days. Or the Yemei Sofro and the Yemei Gomro, which we learned about, if he became a Mitzora when he was a Nazir, they too do not count as part of the Nazirus. Umaschilu Mone Miyad. He doesn't have to bring Korbanos, but rather he can begin his new count immediately, as soon as he has had the sprinkling on day 3 and 7 and gone to the mikveh and waited until the stars came out on the night immediately following his tevila, his immersion in the mikveh. For korban ein lo, there's no korban in these situations. Be'emes omru. Now this phrase, be'emes omru, is explained in the Gemara Meseches Bav Mitzia Daf Samach to mean a definite halacha. No argument about this. In the words of Rashi, Ein la hasesu legamgein badover. There's no doubt, no ifs, ands, and buts. This is the way the halacha was accepted, was passed down through the generations. So, Pe'emes Omru, Yemei hazov v'hazova. Suppose the Nazir became either a Zav or a Zava during his or her term of Nazirus. So they have to conduct themselves as Tomei on the days of Tumas HaZav or the days of Tumas Zava. But those days do count as part of the Nazirus. He's Tomei, she's Tomei, but it's not a Tuma of Tumas Mes at all. Similarly, the Yemei Hesgero Shel Mitzora. Similarly, on the days in which the Kohen is in the process of diagnosing whether or not this Nazir is a Mitzora and confines him to his home for 7 days to see whether the blemish on the skin has spread or not, those days of Hesker, those days of confinement, Hare Elu Olinlo, these days do count as part of the days of the Nazirus of the Nazir. Omar Rabbi Eliezer Mishum Rabbi Yehoshua.
Rabbi Eliezer said, in the name of Rabbi Yoshua, Kol tumo min hameis shehanozim megaleach oleh. Now we've learned there's two lists that we've had. The list in Mishneh Beis, where the Nazir has come into contact in one way or another with the actual body or corpse or parts of it. Those are tumos shehanozir megaleach oleh. For those types of tumah, if a person is tumah with one of the lists, one of the items on the list of Mishneh Beis, and then enters the Beis HaMikdosh, chayovim oleho al biyas mikdosh, the person is chayov for coming into the Beis HaMikdosh in a state of tumah, for which, if he did it intentionally, there's a chiyuv koreis. If he did it accidentally, unintentionally, a chiyuv korban. However, v'chol tumo min hameis she'ein ha-nozir megaleach oleh. Suppose a nozir became tome. Suppose a person becomes tome with one of those tumos of the list in Mishneh Gimel for which a nozir is not megaleach. And that person who became tome through Eretz Ho'amim, through a keli which touched a maze, through schochos upros, etc., then enter the Beis HaMikdosh, Ein Chayov in Aleihem al Bias Mikdosh. There are no consequences for such a person who's Tameh, but there's no consequences, no Chiyuv for Bias Mikdosh, for entering the Beis HaMikdosh in that state of Tumah. This is the Halacha which Rabbi Eliezer reported in the name of Rabbi Yoshua. Omar Rab Meir objected and said, Lo tehezo kalom in hasheretz. Why should the items in category Mishneh Gimel, category 2 from Mishneh Gimel, be any less serious than Tumas Sheretz? Tumas Sheretz wouldn't affect a Nozir at all. And yet if a person becomes Tomei Tumas Sheretz, Sheretz is a dead rodent of a certain type of rodent or reptile, for which if a person becomes Tomei Tumas Sheretz, the Pasuk says explicitly that he cannot enter the Beis HaMikdosh. So here you have Tumas Sheretz, which doesn't affect the Nazir at all, Kihuzeh, and yet there's a Chiyuv Bias Mikdosh. So certainly, argues Rab Meir, the items for which Ein ha-nozir megaleach aleihem, the items listed in Mishneh Gimel, which do render the nozir tomei and do interfere in a limited manner with the count of his nazirus, certainly they should be chayev, or a person tomei with those items should be chayev for bias mikdosh. This is Rab Meir's objection. The halacha is not like Rab Meir, but rather like Rabbi Eliezer in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. It's a halacha l'moshe misinai, or gzeras hakosuv. That's the way it is. The Mishnah ends with an interesting report of a discussion between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, and toward the end, Rabbi Yeshua. Omer Rabbi Akiva, Danti lifnei Rabbi Eliezer. I once tried to argue with Rabbi Eliezer, and I used a kal v'chomer to convince him, to try to convince him. And I argued as follows. Mo'im etzem kasa'ora. The halacha is, as we learned in Mishneh Beis, that if a nozir becomes into contact or carries a bit of bone from a corpse, the size of a soda, of a barley grain, very small amount. She'eino mitamei odom ba'ohel, there's no din tumas ohel for such a small piece of bone from a corpse. Nevertheless, the nazir who touches or carries that etzem kisoda is megaleach. It's one of the items of Mishneh Beis. So if that's true, revius dam, a mere quarter of a log of dam of a dead person, which is mitame ba'ohel, shehu mitame adam ba'ohel, proving that a revius dam is stricter than etzem kisaoda. Eino din shiyehe hanozir megaleach al mago'o v'yal maso. Shouldn't certainly a nozir be required to have tiglachas tuma for the maga or masa of revius dam? And yet we learned that for revius dam, there is no nozir megaleach aleihem. In fact, it's only for a chatsi log dam that's listed in the Mishnah Beis of our Perek. Half a log, but quarter of a log not. Why not, asks Rabbi Akiva of Rabbi Eliezer. A quarter of a log is metame ba'oel, so it's stricter than metzem kisoda, for which the nozer is megaleach. Why should he not be megaleach on revius dam? This, says Rabbi Akiva, was what my argument was to Rabbi Eliezer. Moi metzem kisoda she'eno metame odom bo'el. Hanozim megaleach al mago'o v'al maso'o. Revius dam shehu metame odom bo'el. Eino din she'e hanozim megaleach al mago'o v'al maso'o. So what did Rabbi Eliezer answer to Rabbi Akiva? Very cryptic words. Omar Li, Rabbi Akiva reports that Rabbi Eliezer said to me, Maze Akiva, Akiva, what are you talking about? What kind of a Kalvachomer is this? Ein donin kan mi Kalvachomer. Kalvachomer doesn't work in this situation. Rabbi Eliezer never told Rabbi Akiva why. Uchishe bosi, vihirtseisi es hadivodim lifnei Rabbi Yoshua. At a later time, Rabbi Akiva went and told over the argument he had with Rabbi Eliezer. He told it over to Rabbi Yoshua. Omar Li, Rabbi Yoshua said to me, Yofe Omarta, your Kalvachomer logically is a good Kalvachomer. If Etzem Kisora is Nazim Megaleach Aleha, and Etzem Kisora is not Mitame Ba'ohel, so Revi Yisdam, which is Mitame Ba'ohel, should certainly be on Nazim Megaleach Aleha. Makes perfect sense. However, Elokein Omru Halocha. The Halocha, that an Etzem Kisora is not Mitame Ba'ohel, is Halocha L'Moshe Misinai. And if something is Halocha L'Moshe Misinai, you can't use it as one of the components of a Kalvachomer argument. And this, Rabbi Yoshua's statement back, or explanation back to Rabbi Akiva, was indeed Rabbi Eliezer's unstated reason for rejecting Rabbi Akiva's Kalvachomer. And so the halacha remains. Etzem kisodom, the nozer is megaleach al mago'o v'al maso'o. Even though Etzem Kisoro is not Mitame Ba'oel. But Revius Logdam, as opposed to a Chatsi Logdam, Nosir is not Megaleach Aleho, even though Revius Dam is Mitame Ba'oel. And so we have finished the seventh Perek, and in the process finished lesson number 27.